Hello, everyone. This is Will.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly.
Let's pay our respects to the man.
The legend.
The myth.
The hero.
The artiste. Al Adamson.
Fourth fucking movie.
Thank you. He's our featured director of the podcast so far.
Yeah, no one's
beat him.
No one's quite as consistently good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good's a positive word for it.
No one just keeps pumping out garbage after garbage.
Like fucking Al man. Adamson. He's a fucking god.
He just keeps evolving.
He's a god among B-movie directors. He
keeps finding new genres to fucking fuck with.
Here you go. Fucking, you got like blaxploitation kung fu with Dynamite Brothers. You got fucking
biker movie
with a ton of chicks in it.
Angels
Wild Women.
And then Rain of Blood is a fucking like sci-fi brain transplant thing.
Yes.
Then
they've all, here's the thing though, they've all been entertaining as hell.
They like, have.
They're dumb, don't get me wrong. They're not good movies, but oh my god, they are fucking entertaining as shit.
They're hilarious. Because this man is my, he just understands. He understands, like, what, he just understands my soul.
Mm-hmm.
He just knows.
He gets it.
Just keep playing the same fucking song in every scene.
Yep. Especially the pool hall scene, because they play the same goddamn music in every pool hall in this fucking movie.
Well, you mean the one pool hall?
Yeah, the one pool hall.
But that pool hall, the jukebox, has one song.
One song on it.
One whole song.
Yep, that's all it has on it. So, tonight, we watched another Al Adamson joint.
Black Heat.
That's right. Before Heat even came out.
Yeah,
don't. We got Black Heat.
Yeah. Yeah, Will. Yeah, Heat. Oh, yeah.
This is like Heat, you know?
Oh!
Heat copied this movie, okay? This is definitely like 100%.
Yeah.
Like Heat.
Those movies are totally the
same. They're ripoffs. Now I can say, you know, when I'm enjoying Heat, I'm going to be like, you know what? This will be great with an Al Adamson flair.
Yeah, it would be great if it made, you know,
zero sense.
If it was absolute nonsense.
Yep.
For an hour and 30 minutes.
If it was just the director just fumbling through a fucking movie.
If it was just absolute nonsense with occasional stuff.
Like accidental hilarity.
And some very misguided things and the same song playing over and over.
And one weird-ass scene that I still am at a loss for why it fucking even had to happen.
It had to happen because, well, you know why? Well, because why not? I think that's, with all these Al Adamson movies, that's the logic you have to understand here, is it's not like, why does it happen? It's more like, why wouldn't it?
It's true.
Why not?
In Al Adamson's world, anything is possible.
It's true.
And he just goes for it.
Your dreams are unlimited in this Al Adamson cinematic universe.
Now, it's also interesting. I think we should just bring this up. It's kind of funny. So we're going to watch more Al Adamson movies, right?
Yeah.
So his last two directorial movies are kids' movies.
Babies.
Baby movies.
He made his last movie was a movie about a girl who gets lost with a fucking dog.
Here.
In Utah. A girl and a dog named Skipper.
Now, I'm going to beg you, Alex. Can we please?
No.
I know they're not action or horror.
No.
We should watch Al Adamson's last movie.
We might.
At least try.
We might.
Maybe just like try watching it, see if we can get through any of it, and then if we turn it off, just review another movie, but give an honorable mention to this fucking madman.
Honorable. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
The honorable Al Adamson, okay?
Yeah. All right, well.
He deserves a prize.
He does. There have been many people on this podcast who've made movies significantly less entertaining.
Yes, it's true.
And what a hero.
without further ado, let's get into Black Heat. Heat, directed by Al Adamson, my new hero.
This is the Mongoloid version of Heat. Okay, yes. That's what this is.
So we get a drug dealer, or well, we presume it's a drug dealer.
We get two goons.
We know in later it's Ziggy, and his name is Gringo.
Ziggy's not there.
Oh, it's Gringo. It's Gringo.
Guido.
Guido? Is it Guido? Gringo? Guido, I don't know. Guido.
Guido. Guido.
I don't know. Like,
who the fuck?
It's just some guy waiting. It's
a bald black dude.
Waiting at a car.
With another goon.
We get a long tracking shot of a plane coming into view.
It lands. It slowly pulls up to them.
And we get the fakest Mexican I've ever seen.
We get this Latino man. Who
he even goes as far, it's so fake, he even says, you know, we have no Juan to
no Juan.
No Juan.
He really puts the emphasis on the Juan. No, when no Juan can do this. And he wants to make a deal.
So he wants to trade his drugs for guns.
For guns.
Because they have guns and he has drugs.
Yep. And they're like, it's okay.
As simple as that.
That's it.
And so the guy's like, okay, so we'll have the guns for you. Bring
the cocaine.
Cocaine.
And credits.
Yep, we get a bunch of, like, silhouettes of fucking...
Of Black Heat.
Of fucking meme faces of Black Heat. Just him making, like, the awkward faces. Then, like, other, like, scenes of him, like, holding the gun, like, awkwardly with, like, both hands. Yeah. And, like, the fingers aren't even on the trigger and, like... It's so weird.
I'm just gonna call him Black Heat. There's like a random picture of him like with his hands on his fucking hips, and he looks like he's coming or something. It doesn't look right.
No, I love the name that they actually gave him because it sounds like a fucking superhero.
Kicks Carter. Yeah.
But it sounds like he should kick some serious ass, but he's pretty.
He's there.
He's there in the movie, but he doesn't. He doesn't kick a lot of ass.
He's there in a way that any Al Adamson character is there, but you know, I'm just gonna call him Black Heat because
he is Black Heat
because that's what he is.
That's and, who it pertains to.
Yeah, and we get the credits with the silhouettes and random. It ends with like two fucking dudes that I don't even know who they are. Do you remember?
No.
It's like two guys sitting down on the ground. Like two white dudes. That's the last silhouette you see.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who the fuck those are.
I don't either.
Yeah. You forgot that, didn't you, boy?
I did.
You forgot they did that to you. But yeah. And then it ends. And...
One sec. I think... Oh, shit.
What?
For some reason... My, like... app, like, deleted my fucking notes. God damn it. Are you fucking serious?
Oh, boy.
What the fuck?
You see, Will, this is why the note app on my phone has a save button.
Mine does, too.
So I don't drunkenly fucking delete it.
I didn't drunkenly delete it. Just deleted itself. What the fuck? Well, I guess I'm going off your notes
now. We have a national emergency, people.
Seriously, what the fuck?
We got a national fucking emergency, baby.
Oh, my God. Did it really do that?
Will's notes have...
They've disappeared.
They ran away. They couldn't handle it.
They couldn't.
They couldn't handle the movie. They couldn't handle Black Heat. So they ran the fuck off.
Yeah, they're fucking gone. What the fuck? Let me see if they're... What the hell?
In case it's not obvious, we have to take notes during these movies because...
There we fuck. God damn it.
You found them?
Yeah, they fucking... Why? Okay. Sorry. My bad. Back on track. We have to take notes because we forget a lot.
Yeah.
If I didn't take notes, I would forget like half the fucking movie.
Well, there's some movies we watched where like I'd fucking struggle to remember like 90% of it, okay?
Like the really shitty ones?
Yeah.
I block half that shit out, so I'm glad that we have the notes.
You remember a movie called The Thirsty Dead?
Yes.
I don't.
I know exactly. Very little of it, but... So, okay.
Credits end, and we get a shootout.
Credits end, and we get a shootout. So, like, we have two cops chasing a guy up up on a roof.
Yeah.
And they're like giving chase into this guy, and there's like a huge shootout.
And then we see Black Heat.
We see Black
and
Heat
White
and
Heat.
His partner. White Heat.
I'm just gonna say that. Black Heat and White Heat.
So they're sitting and they're like, man, we haven't gotten a call all day.
It's
and,
great.
And Black Heat's like, wait for it. Like basically yeah. makes a gesture like, you know, like he knows
like,
something's
wait for
up.
It.
And then at that moment they get a call.
And they show up. They give backup.
And then my notes say, quote unquote, intense chase scene.
Well, because it's just like people hiding behind tiny cover.
I know.
And kind of like.
And like it.
Peeking out like a video game. Where it's like you're in cover. And then you like stand out of cover. You take a shot. You go back in cover. Rinse, repeat. And then like there's a journalist that. A reporter shows
yeah,
up.
Yeah, it shows up and there's like bullets flying everywhere, supposedly,
yeah.
even though they're on a roof and it hits the ground for some reason.
Who cares?
I don't know.
Who the
but
fuck cares?
Anyway, so like he like shoots the partner
well,
in the arm.
Well, because he tells the partner, go up the front and I'll go up the back. And they do. And then the bad guy shoots the partner and the bad guy.
And then fucking Black Heat gets the drop on him.
He shoots him and the guy fucking
falls off the building.
And then makes a sound like a fucking like. Piece of steak hitting the wall. Just and we're
of course
like,
they film it like because they don't want to film the pad that the guy's falling on.
Whoa,
I know.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I know.
Whoa?
They don't even show his body on the ground afterwards. They just like,
of course,
he just
they
fell,
filmed it and
go.
The guy just fucked off.
Yeah,
they're like, yeah, you're done, leave. But we thought like, oh, the partner's gonna die here. It's gonna be like the tragic. But no.
No, next we get an ass crack.
Okay.
So we get a...
We get the cops, White Heat and Black Heat, show up at a pool. And it's just like, they're like, you get like muffled talking.
Mm-hmm.
And then just a woman gets out of the pool and like her like bikini is like...
Pulled oh my God, down?
Strategically.
Yes.
Pulled down.
So you see like half of her ass.
So that Al Adamson could get a fucking ass crack in the movie.
Yes.
Genius.
And she pulls up her pants and then they start talking about stuff. It's not really important.
That's really it.
They just talk about stuff.
They talk about stuff like the White Heat makes out with his girlfriend. Black Heat kind of hits on...
Basically, this whole scene is just introducing the love interests.
Yeah.
So the partner has his love interest, who's his girlfriend. That will become important later.
Yeah.
And they really love each other because they've helped each other a lot. And then Black Heat's trying to get with the reporter.
Yeah.
But she's not, like, really, like, giving in yet.
She's not that into him yet.
Not yet. It is a movie, so it's going to happen soon.
Until he wears a fucking Speedo to bed.
Yes.
But.
So now they're at a stakeout.
And they're talking, and he mentions, so those girls.
They
work at the Queen's Castle.
Queen's Castle, yes.
It's a hotel casino thing.
And the partner is like, it's a front. White Heat says it's a front.
Yeah.
And that he knows something's going on, and they just haven't had the evidence
yeah.
to, like, back anything.
Shocking.
So they see a guy, as the stakeout, they see a guy entering a pool hall. And Black Heat's like, all right, let's do this.
Let's do this.
Let's get this guy.
So he goes in the pool hall. Black Heat just, instead of, you know, casually turning off the jukebox or something, he just unplugs it from the wall.
Yep.
And is like, okay, like, calm down, like you jive turkeys, calm down, you know what's going
like,
on. And he grabs...
Like, don't be concerned about what's going to happen next, basically.
Grabs this guy, takes him to the back, and you hear my notes just say muffled punching.
Muffled punching, and while White Heat kind of disarms the people there because
yeah.
they're going to, like, attack him.
And he's just like, oh, he'll be a beauty when he comes out. And... He goes to the bathroom.
And it cuts to Black Heat and the guy in the bathroom kicking the walls
pretending.
And pounding on the
yeah.
door on the door.
So you
pretending.
Find out that he's an informant.
Yes, but they don't want it to look like he's an informant.
Yeah. And he asks him about like the Queen's Castle Hotel and all those things, but he tells him that there is a weapons deal that's going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just setting up the...
And he's basically saying there's a weapons deal. He shows the guy from the beginning that
yeah.
was going to make the deal with low-rent Fidel
yeah.
Castro and...
That this guy's in town and he's looking to buy some weapons.
Yes.
It's just setting up the plot.
So then he's like, okay, well, let's make this look realistic. And, like, he punches the guy.
Socks him in the face.
Takes him out and, like, you know, says, like, oh, if you ever do that again, I'm going to do more than just rough you up and stuff. And, like, he has to play rough. And then
play rough.
They go outside and he talks to White Heat. And he's like, well, let's go to the Lunt Room because that's the Lunt. Is it Lunt?
I don't know.
The Blunt Room?
It's like Lunt or Lunt? I don't know.
The Blunt Room. Let's just call it the Blunt Room.
Okay.
So they're like, stuff's going down. We last saw Ziggy and the guy from the beginning at the Blunt Room. So something's going to go down there.
But we get.
But instead of
the song,
we get the musical number.
So it's White Heat, Black Heat, and their respective ladies, and they're in the Lent Room at the Queen's Castle.
Yes,
and there is
a musical number. We get the main song, which is
no
mails delivered today.
Mail delivered today. Like, it's funny because in the credits it just says like music by, and then below it has like. No Mail Today, composed by, and I was like, what the fuck kind of name for a song is No Mail Today in a goddamn blaxploitation movie? But I get it.
Why? Because it doesn't fit the, like, tone at all?
Well, I more meant, like, I get the, you know, the song's like, oh, it's, there's no mail on Sunday, so.
Whoever this music director was should be fired because none of the music matches any of the tone in this movie.
No. This is the greatest soundtrack ever made.
Is it?
And because you will just, not.
They play songs over and over and over. They maybe have like four songs and they play them.
But what songs they have, Will. Who needs more songs when the four songs you have are the best songs? So
musical number ends.
The whole thing. And then like that's over.
2 minute musical number ends. And so the White Heat goes to catch the guy, the bald black guy from the beginning.
Yeah.
And he goes out into the parking lot. Tries to arrest him.
Gets jumped.
Yes.
And then the jumpers get jumped.
And then Black Heat comes out and beats the shit out of the jumpers.
But they all run away, I guess.
Yep.
They just vanish into fucking thin air, I guess.
So then Ziggy is in the... Ziggy are one of the drug dealers.
He's like the owner of the Queen's Castle or whatever.
And when he sees the girlfriend of White Heat.
Yeah.
And starts like kind of pestering her about like gambling more and like, and saying, you know, like, I haven't seen you at the races. I haven't seen you like here. Like, you know, why aren't you gambling more?
He also tries macking on her, and then White Heat shows up and threatens him. And he's just like, oh yeah, like go ahead. Like hit me.
Go ahead. Hit me. Hit me all you want.
Yeah. Like I'd love to file a police brutality charge against you and all this stuff. And he's like, he's like pointing like three fingers at him, White Heat is, and he's like, you ever lay a finger on her, blah blah blah. And he like takes his finger and just like touches her forehead and just like, what are you gonna do?
And then he pretends to slip and elbows Ziggy in the
stomach.
We should also mention that Black Heat is still trying to mac on the girl, and she gets drunk and she wants to go swimming
in between Ziggy and White Heat like fucking bullshitting each other. It intercuts to Black Heat like next to a pool and the reporter lady like skinny dipping in it.
Yeah, she's like talking to him and like, come in, I know you want to, like,
I know you want this.
Yeah,
and you like drive turkey.
They just keep talking and then nothing happens.
This just ends.
And then we get a scene of Ziggy going up to his like loft and like he goes in.
He makes himself a drink.
And starts talking about his day to
a woman who is
the most tired woman in the universe.
It's a poor woman who has narcolepsy. And
she's like, Ziggy, how was your day?
She sounds
like she's like one step away from falling asleep.
She sounds like her own voice is putting her to sleep, is what she sounds like. And they talk, and she
Ziggy just basically explains what just happened and how he had a shitty day. And
then
he wants them hit.
And then she macks on him, I guess.
And she's like, okay, well, why don't we just hit both of the heats? Why don't we hit White Heat and Black Heat and just make him pay?
Oh, God. So he goes, so they hit White Heat. We get, because the next scene, White Heat is doing something at a school.
He just
goes,
Thursday.
Thursday. That's how humans talk, Will.
Yep.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Gets in a car, and he's being followed, and suddenly they're in the middle of fucking nowhere.
And Ziggy's, like, trailing behind him, and, like...
He fires, like, a shot at him, which then triggers
white heat.
And he... So, instead, White Heat gives chase to Ziggy.
He, like, breaks and, like, pulls around Ziggy and starts chasing Ziggy and shooting at him. And then, for no reason...
Ziggy, like, just hits the brakes...
And then, like,
and then White Heat's too stupid to hit the brakes,
And he just loses control of the car.
And flies
off a cliff. So Ziggy just got lucky in fucking killing him.
And then
him.
As we see, like, White Heat in his fucking car careening down the cliff, it just intercuts to Ziggy, like, laughing in his car.
Ziggy's, like, acting like he planned this, and it's just by sheer fucking coincidence the car went off the cliff.
Concerning the film we just watched, Will, I'm sure the logic in it is that he did actually plan that.
Maybe.
He knew that White Heat can't fucking drive.
All I know is Al Adamson cannot make a fucking movie without a car going off a cliff.
Will, Al Adamson makes no mistakes. Okay? Al Adamson has never
done it. It's just like his M.O. Like, he always has a car... rolling down a cliff.
Off a cliff.
Yeah, always. I don't care what sequence of events leads up to it. There's always a car, and it's always a red or blue car going off a cliff.
Always. Like, that's it. That's his thing, I guess. He gets off on it.
So instead of, like, just, like, showing, like, this cool car crash, it's, like, pretty quick, and then they just immediately jump to everyone talking about the death of White Heat.
It literally cuts to Black Heat saying, anyway, that's the story the way we got it. He died instantly. And then it's like, we see his girlfriend. She's on the bed. She's all sad.
And then she's...
We get the montage.
She goes off the deep end.
We get a montage of her going from casino to casino, empty casino to empty casino, gambling. And, like, we see her, like, talking to strange men and...
And she's going into, like, underground poker... that's later.
That's...
Or is that now?
That's later.
So she's public now. She's going everywhere, and, like, you can see she's, like, losing money.
Yeah.
Because she's not winning at any of the tables.
It's just showing that she has...
She has a gambling problem. But even more so now that White Heat's dead.
Yeah. Now the scene ends, and
they're back at the pool hall.
We're just playing the same song.
The exact same song that just was playing at the
pool
hall.
Like I said, the jukebox has one song on it.
So then we get the main baddie.
Guido.
Guido coming into the... And he wants to make a deal with the guy because... The informant knows where to get all the guns.
Apparently the informant is, like, the man to go to for weapons.
He, like, knows where to get all the shit.
Yep. So they talk. They end up making a deal. And that's that. But he ends up charging him, like, double. Which will come into play later.
Yep, because he gets greedy. Then all of a sudden... We just have, like, a news crew filming, like, building.
Well, it's not... It's the girl.
It's the girl, but, I mean, she's the news crew, even though there's no live broadcaster. She's just filming.
She's just filming with no microphone and a fucking goon with
the
camera.
Then there's no guy in front of the camera. Like, no. She's just filming it.
She just films. Like, she's like a Gonzo reporter,
I've never seen that. But, like, anyway, so they're like, oh, like... talking about, like, a terrorist.
What's going on? There's a terrorist, and he took a hostage. And
he's
holding
a girl hostage, and if we don't give him a car, he's gonna, like, kill her.
Do something, and then, like...
And then he's like, I have a dead man switch! It shows, like, the terrorist...
Well, don't forget, he's like, we got you the car, and the way's clear to the airport, like, don't hurt the girl. And dude, he's like, you can trust me. He's like, that's what you said to Lumumba and Martin Luther King, too. Look at them, pig.
He's like, I have this. It's a dead man's switch. If anything happens to me, she's dead.
Well.
So they, seriously, I do not get the purpose of this scene.
I do.
But it is hilarious.
I get the point. Explosion.
Al Adamson was just like, we need an explosion somewhere.
We had to get a fucking explosion into the movie.
Don't worry, he gets another one in too.
Yeah, but we had to get a car explosion, Will.
So, the terrorist goes out and, like, is holding the girl hostage. They get in the, like, he shoves her in the car.
They get into a fucking car that they got in a junkyard, and we, like, see his wire, like...
His wire's, like, disconnected from
it. Well, it's, like, wrapped around, like... It's that fu- it's like a one of those, hinge. It's like a hinge in the car door.
Yeah.
Like when it's open.
It's where like the lock goes yeah. into.
It's so wrapped around
it. It's like wrapped around it. And he doesn't notice and he's like hassling with the girl and everything. And then he like goes to close the door and just like closes it and the car just fucking explodes. Killing both of them.
This is the dumbest scene ever.
It literally, there's no resolution to this
there's
scene.
There's no point to this fucking
there's
scene.
There's no point.
Other than Al Adamson wanted to fucking explode.
He wanted a terrorist taking a girl hostage and then a car exploding.
That's it?
And this is the best he could think of?
There's no point to this. And the best idea...
Because it doesn't go anywhere. Because after this, it's just back to normal.
And the fucking idiot, the best idea they came up with is the idiot blows himself up.
And the hostage.
On accident.
For no reason.
After this, I'm not joking.
I want to, before you get into this, no shit, this is literally the exact next shot right after the car explodes. Yes.
It's Black Heat on a bed in like a fucking Speedo.
That's it. That's what a transition. You go from an exploding car with an idiot that kills a hostage to fucking Black Heat on the bed.
In the same cheap ass fucking motel room we've already seen like five goddamn times in the movie. But that is apparently supposed to be a different room now, and the girl comes in and she's in like a robe, and they vaguely go over the, like, he says something about like the schemes. He's like, I know there's like a gambling thing going on here and blah blah blah, but then it just she says something like, well, what do you want? And he just like,
and he just starts macking on her.
You know what I want?
They just start having sex.
Yeah,
and it's an awkward sex scene. So, like,
well, you like with this podcast, there's no other fucking way other than an awkward. Apparently, you can't just have a normal one.
I mean, why even have a sex scene, to be honest?
Because we had to get tits and ass in the movie.
I guess so, yeah. You get tits and you get ass. You almost get Black Heat's ass, too.
Well, you thought you were going to get man ass, but
it cuts away.
Al Adamson pans up. He doesn't want man ass.
No.
He just wants...
Cause he wants lady ass and lady titties.
And lady titties getting sucked on.
Yeah.
Very extended shot.
Of him sucking on them titties.
I don't fucking know. I don't understand.
Man, he focused a lot on that.
I don't understand why all of these movies can't just have a normal fucking love scene.
Because Al Adamson lives by one philosophy.
What?
You guys want to see some boobies?
Okay. Al Adamson's a boob man, okay?
Yes, he is.
We had like 5 seconds of ass and like a full minute of boobs.
So they have sex and then it shows Terry like kind of gambling and she goes to see Ziggy and the lady. I think, I can't remember, Faye, I think, is the narcoleptic's name. I don't know.
Just call her
Sleepy Lady.
Just call her Sleepy.
She goes to visit Ziggy and Sleepy. Sounds like fucking the dwarves from fucking Snow White. Ziggy, Sleepy.
Ziggy and Sleepy.
Ziggy and Sleepy.
And Black Heat and White Heath.
Oh my god. So she goes to visit them, and they talk. I don't even know if
they let her gamble again.
Yeah, so they take her to like an underground gambling room where they're playing poker.
And she goes gambling, and then it cuts to Black Heat and his lady
talking about the queen's castle.
But they also talk about He says like there's been like all these heists and all these things, and they're all connected to this because there's always a girl involved who works here.
Yeah, it's always a girl from the Queen's Castle.
And they also talk about how she's worried about gambling lady because she's going off the deep end and oh baby.
So then Terry, would we just get a quick scene of Terry looking at her like jewelry and looking at a pawn shop.
Before that, the
informant calls Black Heat to tell him that there's a deal going down, but don't worry because
he doesn't know when, but he'll tell him.
He's going to tell him, and it's just a quick scene. Yeah. Like we're just setting up the final confrontation.
The confrontation of confrontations. But now
we get this scene.
So
I ask this a lot on this podcast. Why is this scene needed?
Why not?
Why?
Why not?
Because it's not necessary.
Is any of this necessary? Will?
No.
Exactly.
It's just excessive. It's weird.
Is it? Well, it's so excessive that it goes beyond like excess and goes into comedy. Okay?
Yeah.
This scene and the next scene are like, this is Mad Lad territory, okay? This is like just, you just, I don't know. I don't know what logic there was in Al Adamson's fucking dinosaur brain when he made this movie and why he decided to put these two scenes in sequence, but he did. And that's just a fact that we have to live with, Will.
Yes.
Like, he did this.
We witnessed this.
So she goes into a fucking dingy-ass room with four of the most homely-looking men I've possibly ever seen in my life.
They are gross, to say the least.
There is, like, a naked dude who sounds like Tom Waits, who's, like, looks like someone's grandpa. There's a sweaty guy. There's, like, a long-haired, like, hippie-looking dude and, like, a middle-aged Asian man.
Yeah.
It's just like...
It's just, they just, like, pulled people off the streets and were like...
I'm not joking.
You want to do a scene?
It looks like they pulled four homeless men off the street and were just like...
Off the streets of Vegas and were just like, hey, like, guys, do you want to do this?
Oh, so it's just like a normal person on the streets of Vegas?
Yeah.
I gotcha. They're just like, hey, you guys want to be in a movie?
Like, yeah, man.
What do we got to do?
So
well...
Well, here we go.
So, they gamble.
So, they gamble, and she's, like, running out of money.
Okay, but...
Like, she... Well,
there's no, like, indication of this.
I know.
Because they're just gambling, and it's just... It's just muffled.
Well, they're just, like...
It's just, kings, well, money,
basically 100. What it boils down to is they're betting, and the bet keeps increasing.
Well, what happens is...
she's, like, I'm $100 short.
Like, 200, and then she's, like, I'm 100 short. Like, it just... The sound just, like... vanishes, and it's just I'm 200 short.
Well, and like she's like, what am I worth?
And we're just like, oh.
And she's like, if I don't win, you can all have a go at me.
And he's like, when?
He's like,
right,
she's
now,
like, right now,
if I lose.
And so she's like, okay, I got this in the bag. And she lays down like
you something
know, like three aces,
something
like that.
And then he's like, nope.
He's like, look at what I got.
And he got more. And then we get the song.
This is... And it just, like, picks up this, like, really peppy song.
It's the same song we've fucking been hearing. But now they just take her, grab her, one of the Goombas picks up the fucking table. And there's a bed that's been just hiding behind them the whole time.
And they all hold her down and take turns gang raping her.
And take turns, like... One guy's on top of her. The other one, like, goes up to her head and unzips his pants, and she sucks his dick, and it's just a...
Why? This scene is so... I just...
I don't, like...
Dude, like, I don't get... Like...
Why?
Why? And the peppy music? It, like... It, fucking I found it, like, more, like... It, I mean, it's kind of, like... I don't mean to laugh at it. But
how can you not laugh? It's fucking dumb.
It's like, why did you need her to be gang raped?
It came out, it's the most casual, like, I swear to God, it is the most casual, like, sexual assault scene I've possibly ever witnessed.
Yeah, because it's just, it's like, me, 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 me,
and it's just, like, that's it.
And they're just all going at her.
That's it, it just ends, and like...
And she's just, like, blankly staring. But then, don't worry, it gets more ridiculous.
But Al Adamson threw some art at you, Will. Because we get a shot where it's, like, she's laying off the bed. And it's a shot above. And you see her head. And all the guys, they pass by. And they look in the camera. And then she falls off the bed. And she looks in the mirror. And the mirror is cracked, Will. Because she is also cracked. But then...
Well... So we should set this scene up. So, like, first Ziggy gets aggressive with the singer. And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Starts harassing her. And it's like, oh, like, you know, like, oh, look at all this money. Like, he starts, like, you know, trying to hit on her.
And starts, like, basically then getting, like, aggressive and, like, annoying her. And
then Sleepy comes out and is like, hey, stop it. Like, don't lay
ahead. He punches her.
Yeah.
Yeah, or slaps her.
Well, Ziggy, like, slaps the piano girl.
Because she, like, eventually says, like, what do you want me to, like, what do I have to do to get you to leave me alone? Do I have to scream? Like, is that what you'd like?
And she screams. And he slaps her. Smacks
her, and then she's like, leave her alone.
And then Sleepy comes out and is like, leave her alone. And then, like, Guido wants Faye to, like, hit Black Heat's girl. Like, yeah. He wants the reporter gone because he thinks that she's, like, digging too deep.
Something. But
and now
we get...
So we just had to put those few scenes because now we get the continuation of Terry's...
Of her saga.
Oh, my God.
So
fucking, like, the woman with the worst luck in the entire world.
She goes to talk to Sleepy, and Sleepy is just like... there have been some pretty, like, weird IOUs here for you.
You got a lot of debt building up.
And, like, she then says, like, basically blackmails her, says, like, you have to do this for us. Or you'll have to pay this money. And she's like, I don't have the money.
Well, it's like $15,000, yeah.
She's like, I don't have this money. I don't have any cash. And she's just like, well, we can, I can work something out. I can make you wait.
If you ask really nicely. And then...
Mind you, during this whole scene, she's like... Getting closer and closer.
She's
and,
as close as I am to this fucking mic.
And touching her head. And I was just like, as the scene is happening, I was like slowly like leaning up off my couch. Like, and like my head was like further and further towards the TV. Because I'm just like, is this
actually happening?
Al Adamson, are you doing this? And
sure as shit, the girl starts like kissing her and then like groping her. And like Terry starts to get all freaked out as the woman like forces her down to the couch.
And
he did that. She gets she gets gang raped and then raped by a woman or taken advantage of by a woman that she has a bunch of debts for. He did that.
That came out of fucking nowhere.
And it goes nowhere because I don't think you see Terry after this.
You see her. Yeah, you do.
Remember? Oh, that's right, yeah.
He takes her on a ride so she can watch him fucking...
Hustle a guy.
Hustle someone's dad.
Like, he breaks his, like, car.
He takes out a tiny fucking hammer and breaks every single piece of glass.
And then he hits him in the stomach and hits him in the balls and, like, he's on the ground and Ziggy gets back in the car and
backs up over his legs.
And then, like, drives away. He doesn't even say anything to the guy.
The guy's just like, I'll pay you. And then just boom, breaks. It's like, I can't, how can I pay you? I can't go to work like this. I can't pay you if I can't go to work.
Oh, yeah, sorry. And then they drive off. And then the next scene, this is, I think, Terry's last scene.
So, yeah, she tells him that, like,
she's talking to the singer and the Black Heat's girl.
Yeah, because they basically... She works as some sort of thing. They call it the securities place. It's like a fucking bank. And she works there and she wants like information on the messenger who has all the money, I guess.
Yeah.
And she tells them and they go and...
Well, she basically tells them that Ziggy's planning on taking the briefcase full of money.
From the messenger. So the reporter...
The reporter goes to go film it.
And she films them... Getting out of a fucking car.
Well, I love this because Gringo... Why am I... Like,
Guido.
He's wrapping his hand, his pistol in his hand. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
And then we see him and he has a cast, a fake, like, arm cast.
With the gun just sticking out of his hand.
Yes.
So they go up to the messenger.
Convenient.
And he just, like, lifts up his, like, broken... quote-unquote broken arm
and shoots
the guy in the head,
and then they drag him into the
car.
Don't
drag him. So this is the hilarious scene about the thing about this scene is he shoots the guy in the head and then it shows the guy walking into the car.
Yeah,
the guy they just shot in the head.
Yeah,
they don't drag him into the car. He walks into the car
and then he's dead.
Yes,
like, okay. And his briefcase is like cuffed to his hand. So they go and, like, they throw his body out.
And then she goes and, like, sees the body, and it's all, like...
And she filmed, like, the whole, like, thing with him.
And his arm is cut off, so they got the briefcase.
Yeah, and she filmed the whole thing where they fucking shoot him in the middle of a goddamn street and no one notices. Whatever, it's fine. And then we get, like, her, like... She's, like, looking at the footage, and Black Heath's there, and she's just, like... hey, want to take a look at this? And she fucking starts up the footage, and we get like a quick scene
of like of the girl, so the singer getting called by Terry.
No, it's just like a throwaway moment. It's just like showing them like fucking around in the restaurant.
Oh, that's
the Lent room, whatever, blunt room. And then it just cuts back, and then Blackheath's like,
that's some heavy shit.
That's some heavy shit. Like, whatever.
So then the next scene is Ziggy finds out that the singer was in.
So she's like, they have the evidence. They're going to go arrest Ziggy and everyone else.
So
Black. And they call the singer.
Yeah, so the reporter calls the singer.
Cops are on their way.
And it's like, yeah, I know you can't talk. Cops are on their way. Like, you get know, out. Just and like at that point, Ziggy picks up the receiver and says, like, we have all we need. Like, get out of there.
Yeah. And then immediately he confronts her. They like grab her, sleepy, like starts punching her over and over and all this stuff. And then like cops show up.
She like plays dumb, and then we have a shootout. And Blackheath grabs two guns.
Two pistols.
So we have, like, an army of people go outside, right?
But they all die in, like, 5 seconds.
But, like, he shoots all of them in 5 seconds, and they get in immediately.
They get in immediately, everyone's dead, and then it's just fucking, they're on a roof.
The same roof.
It's actually the same roof from the beginning of the fucking movie. It's just nighttime now. They thought we wouldn't notice. But we did, you fucking goof. And they fucking Guido turns around and gets just fucking shot.
Yeah, like by Blackheath,
and then rolls down like the fucking roof thing. And then Blackheath just chases Ziggy for a while.
And they go into like a junkyard, and Ziggy, they like jump across like car rooftops.
Yeah, they just jump across car rooftops.
And then like,
and then Ziggy falls onto a pile of hubcaps, and they fight there.
I love this scene.
He throws tires at him.
I love it because there's no sound effects at this point. Like, he's just throwing tires, and there's, like, literally, like, when the tires hit the hubcaps, there's no sound.
No, there's just, a very, very faint thud sound.
Yes.
Like, very faint. And they keep doing that, and we see Guido gets up, and he just looks mildly inconvenienced.
He's like, oh, man. Oh, man, I got blood on my suit, man. He's just like, come on.
Mildly annoyed by the fact that he got shot.
And he gets away. And then we see Ziggy climbing up these stairs. And, like, he goes to this, like awning.
And there's, like, looking down, there's all this, like,
it's like
garbage.
Junk. Yeah, junk.
And he's like,
he's at a dead end.
And Blackie's like, there's nowhere to go.
And he's like, you're under arrest. He takes one step closer, you'll end up like your partner.
And he grabs, like, a fucking, like, big, like, piece of wood.
Like a 2x4. And like, starts poking at Blackheath.
And then Blackheath just hits him once.
And, like, smacks him down in the junk. And I love this scene because the villain, Ziggy, he just looks up at, like, Blackheath all, like...
He falls and gets impaled on something.
Yeah, and he was looking up at Blackheath all, like, evil-looking. And instead of, like, saying anything, he just raises up his hand and just flips off Blackheath as he dies.
It's the greatest death scene. That's just how they ended it.
He's just dying, and he just flips him off. Just like, fuck you. He didn't even say fuck you.
He just flips,
like,
him off.
Just flips him off and dies.
Well, the fact that he didn't say anything makes it even better.
Yes.
It's the best death scene. And that's it for this. For that's ending number one.
Yes.
Now we come to
ending
number two.
So that's the
ending
of Ziggy.
Now we get to ending number two.
And I assume they caught Sleepy because I don't think they show her again.
They don't show her again because, I don't know, the actress didn't want to. She fell asleep and didn't come to work that day. So they didn't get to film that. But that's all done.
So Blackheath goes back to the pool hall and the same fucking song is playing.
No, Blackheath is at his, like, office. And the pool hall informer calls him.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Tells him that the meeting is going down and I put a tracking device.
Like, a homing device in the crates.
And all this stuff. So they go. They're in the fucking desert.
Because fucking Al Adamson loves the desert.
Al Adamson,
probably because you don't have to pay to film there.
Al Adamson loves having his fucking desert confrontations.
You know why? Because you don't have to pay to film there.
Yes. And if you want to have a goofy-ass, slow-moving chase, what a perfect place to film it.
A desert.
And guess what? You know what else a desert has, Will? A tiny fucking rock.
Yes.
Okay.
The tiniest rock.
We'll get to that. So they meet. He gets the guns. He shoots a pile of garbage to test out the guns.
So they like, start loading him, and he's like, so he gives the guy the briefcase, and he's like, count it.
And this is the last time we're doing business. Count it.
And he's like starting to count it, and the guy and Guido's like, you got too greedy. He's like, hey man, what's going on? And he shoots him.
Yeah. And that's it.
And then they drive away, and then that's when like Black Heat and the new guy.
It's some random like FBI dude.
And they're like, okay, with a pipe. Well, they're moving. Let's follow him. So they follow him.
They see the dead body, and they follow them some more, and then like they're stopped. And they go over a little hill.
And they see that like they're waiting for something. So like Black Heat goes.
They're down. Waiting. We'll wait.
Black Heat goes down and reaches into the car, and he doesn't pull out a gun. He pulls out a gun. That's right. But he also pulls out his secret weapon.
A megaphone.
The weapon that every...
every badass motherfucker action hero has to have this weapon.
Has a megaphone.
A megaphone.
He grabs a tiny pistol and a megaphone.
And they go there, and it's our Latino man dressed like Fidel Castro for some reason.
Well, I just love this scene, too, because Fidel Castro lands. They start making the deal, and then Black Heat, like, literally gives himself away immediately.
Like, you're under arrest.
He's like, and they're like, oh, shit. And then, like...
we get a shootout with Black Heat and random white FBI dude behind a tiny rock.
A tiny rock while they're shooting. They have to, like, lay down for cover.
Yeah. And they're shooting, and they shoot everybody eventually. Fucking... Guido guns down Fidel Castro for some reason.
And the plane starts, like, turning away and, like, trying to fly off.
And then
off.
He gets in, and they fly off, and then Black Heat and White Dude get in their car.
So White Dude's driving, and Black Heat's, like, shooting the plane, and he runs out of bullets on one...
But he gets, he reloads, he keeps shooting, and we see a shot of, like, a quick
the
shot.
Plane getting hit.
And then that's it. And they fly off, and we're just like, okay, well, something's going to happen.
Well, then you see...
they showed that shot for a reason.
They show Guido and the pilot in the plane. They're, like, all happy they're getting away.
And then, even though he just shot the guy the pilot flew in with, but it's fine, Will.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. Then the pilot just says something.
Like, our hold is, like, shot or something.
And then, literally, out of fucking nowhere... Guido looks back, and the fucking there's all those like ammo crates in the back,
and they're all on fire. I love it because Guido grabs a little tiny rag, and starts just whipping at the flames.
And the rag is on fire,
and he's just like whipping at him. He's not like frantically either. He's just like calmly like whipping at
the
flames.
He's very casually whipping at the flames.
This dude is about to die, and he's casually whipping at flames.
It's fucking oh my god.
And then the plane. Just goes kaboom.
It just explodes. And I'm not joking. Black Heat and White Dude casually get in their fucking car
and drive
away.
And scene. At the end. Movie. That's it. Black Heat.
Just another day in the adventures of Black Heat.
And Al Adamson. What a fucking madman. This guy's fucking crazy.
I think this man may be a mongoloid.
He might be.
But you know what? He's my kind of mongoloid.
He makes entertaining ass B movies.
Because he makes some entertaining garbage.
Yeah, he does.
And he just, whatever, you know what it is? It's like, whatever we have, just throw it. Throw it on there.
This movie is
gang rape, put it in there. Oh, lesbian rape? Fuck it.
Put it in there.
Random dude gets fucking all the cars in his window broken and then run over? Fuck it.
And then he's like, you know what? To end my career, I'm going to do two kids movies.
After all that shit, he wanted something wholesome. Apparently.
Apparently. It took three people.
Did anybody working on those movies, did they ever come up to him and say, like, what the flying fuck are you doing here? Like, you made... Do you remember that scene in Angels Wild Women where they rape the farm boy?
Yes.
Essentially?
Yeah.
And the guy's like...
Does he like avant-garde like rape scenes? Like what is this?
There's that scene in Angel Woman where they're just like bored and they find a random farm boy.
And rape him.
And then he's just like, ooh.
Yeah, and they just fucking rape him.
That happened. What's with the fucking cars flying off cliffs and the fucking endings in the desert. Every goddamn movie.
Because he has an MO.
Will, Brain of Blood ends in the desert.
There's a car. There's also a car.
There's going a car up. That flies off yeah. a cliff.
There's no rape scene. Though.
Angels Wild Women ends in the fucking desert.
And there's a car going off a cliff.
There's a car that goes off a cliff after a bike lands on it. Dine and My Brothers ends in a fucking desert. There's a car that flies off a cliff.
The car flies off the cliff in a different part of the movie, but there's still a final confrontation in the desert.
There's a final confrontation in the desert, and instead, a plane blows up.
Yeah.
Why? Al Adamson.
Why?
Why you do this, boy? I will say this. At least, unlike Angels Wild Woman and Brain of Blood, at least the cinematography is less fucking try hard.
That's fair.
Do you remember in Angels Wild Woman when he kept using like that fisheye shit yes. during the fight scenes?
Mm-hmm. That was annoying.
He stopped that real quick.
Well, and I was sad that there wasn't as a ridiculous scene as in Angels Wild Woman, that final car chase scene.
I don't ever want to see that again. Where he just swerves.
I get it. I can't hit him. I can't hit him.
Where he peeks out one window and the guy swerves to the left and he's like, I goes to the other window and he swerves to the right and the whole scene is just, I can't hit him.
Oh, Al Adamson.
You fucking idiot.
This movie is pure garbage.
No.
But entertaining garbage.
Not quite. It's too coherent. It makes too much sense.
I guess that's a fair point.
That's not to say that, like, things happen for any discernible reason or logic. But in the Al Adamson cinematic universe, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, sure, there's two rape scenes in a row for no fucking reason. We just have to accept it. He had to do it to him. Yeah. I don't fucking know. There's no point. Dude, that character vanishes off the face of the planet.
There's no resolution.
She loses her boyfriend. She gets a gambling addiction. She gets raped twice. What a character.
And then literally doesn't get any resolution to that because she just disappears.
No, because the movie just goes to Black Heat shenanigans because the movie remembers, right, the movie's called Black Heat.
For a movie called Black Heat and centered around that character, he does almost nothing.
Until the end.
Where he pulls out a megaphone and reveals himself immediately, and then shoots a gun.
And then, yeah, lights a fucking... Because the plane has, like, a giant ammo cache in the back.
But, like, I don't really see him as an action hero.
Because he isn't.
He barely did anything.
He does some stuff in the beginning, and then there's a long chunk of the movie where he's just kind of, like, sitting back and waiting for things to happen.
But, like, why do we get Terry's tragic story in the middle of that?
Because it's an Al Adamson movie, and because Al Adamson throws random insanity at the fucking movie. Because why not?
Yeah, why not?
Like in Angels Wild Woman, when there's just a whole segue where they're getting drunk in the desert.
Oh, and they piss on him and stuff?
Yeah.
Fuck,
Or the fucking, like, random, like, romance, like, side plot in, Dynamite Brothers that ends with her getting fucking chopped up. Like, hey... Throw it in there. Or the random street shootout in Dynamite Brothers.
Dude, this guy's insane.
Yeah. You know why? Because at some point, his big brain realized that these movies, they need to be entertaining.
They need something extra.
They need to be entertaining. And we have to just keep throwing insanity at the screen or the audience will get bored. And you know what? He's right. If this insanity didn't happen, we'd probably just be like, eh.
Well, I certainly wasn't bored.
I'll take this over eh.
Yeah.
You remember the last two movies?
Yes, unfortunately. Eh. I barely remember what happened in them. But
you know what happened in them, Will? Eh. That's what it was. And I'll certainly take this over fucking Track of the Moon Beast and fucking Driving Massacre.
Yes.
So Al Adamson can at least know that he makes better movies than a lot of people.
Whoever,
apparently.
Dick Ash and fucking...
Al Adamson can be... He can proudly know...
That he is better than Dick Ash.
Al Adamson is unfortunately no longer with us. So, Al Adamson... I know he's probably burning in hell for making these movies.
I don't know, maybe.
But he can know proudly. Know that you made better movies than Dick Ash.
Let's give a moment of silence for Al Adamson.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. So let's do shitty to pretty. Because we raved about this film. God,
this is a fucking hard one.
This is a hard one.
I don't know.
Do you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. So.
I don't know.
On sheer entertainment value. Not that it's a good movie.
Yeah.
I'm going to give this one a 6. I don't know if I'd go any higher. Just because it's pure insanity. It's not a good movie in any means, but I don't think it deserves lower than a 5.
Yeah. I'd say a 6 as well. Part of me wants to give it a 7 just for entertainment alone, but I'd say 6 is fair.
I think 6 is a good middle ground,
mm-hmm.
because, like,
Al I mean... Adamson, he did it. Yeah, you know what?
He made us go above a 5.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll be generous just because...
You're doing a 7?
Just because they played that bop like 50 fucking times during the movie. I'll give him a 7.
They only had 4 songs to work with, Alex.
I'll give him a 7.
7.
Because we got some bops. I mean, don't get me wrong. They don't match with like
what's any going of on. The movie, yeah.
But bops
whoever had. Did the music direction, they learn how to set tone, bro.
Well, I'm pretty sure that they just fucking pasted whatever they had onto the scenes.
Probably, like, fair use fucking...
They're just like, okay, we have, like, 4 songs. Well, we used that one before, so let's put this one on this scene.
This independent studio only gave us 4 songs to work with, so let's
make the best of it.
Yeah. This is the only songs they had the rights to, so
let's do we have, do like, it. Like an intense song for the gang rape? Nope.
Nope.
All right, fuck
Peppy.
It.
Let's do Peppy's song.
Fuck it. What's the peppiest song you got? Put it on there, baby.
Oh, my God.
Bam, chicka, bam, chicka, bam, chicka, chicka. Ah!
Yeah.
That's what you get.
Yeah, so.
Thank you. 7 out of 10.
Black Heat, 6 out of 10 for me, so yeah. I'm not going to raise mine. I'm not going to be generous.
I'm being generous, just because I gave Grizzly a 5.
Now, should we go through the other Al Adamson movies and rate them, too? Oh, while we're at it? Because
no.
Just Angels, Wild Women, then.
No.
Yeah.
I'll say this. I would have given Dynamite Brothers probably an 8.
Dynamite Brothers was entertaining as hell.
I would have given that 8. One an 8 because it's so shit, but
it's awesome.
So good.
It's awesome.
You know why? It's good shit.
It is.
Had fun fight scenes and... The fucking the weird looks that our characters gave each other over and over and over and over. The looks of love.
Yep.
And nah. The random fucking street shootout with like a fucking where it looks like a bombed out goddamn.
Oh, hell yeah.
The awesome ending.
Yeah.
Solid.
8. Now, talking about good shit, we got some good shit coming for you guys, not for us, on Sunday.
That's not it, man.
We got good shit coming. Pure entertainment coming on Sunday.
It'll be entertaining.
This Sunday, like we've been talking about for like 2 fucking weeks.
Hey, we
this yeah. Sunday
is this Sunday?
The live stream.
Yeah.
We are going live and playing the shittiest games we can find on Steam. And we're playing them for you.
Yeah. We're
That's right. We're playing them so that you can see the shittiest games on Steam and you do not have to play them.
Because we care so much about your well-being.
We would care more if you guys talked to us.
If you opened your fucking...
If you would just get on your keyboard...
Listen, bitch.
And just spam us, okay?
Fuck it. Yeah. No, don't spam us.
Don't spam us, no.
If you fucking spam us, I do have a block button. And
it will be
I used. Will employ it.
It will be used.
I will employ my newfound dictator powers.
Deploy the spam. Deploy the block.
I already deployed the fucking spam on someone.
Yeah.
Bitch boy.
But that's
we will talk about
we're gonna talk about that on the live stream. We also have our audio issue.
We'll talk about that too.
To talk about
and any other issues that we may experience.
And if you guys have any questions, comments, like suggestions.
Confessions.
Anything. Confessions. Tell us the shittiest movie you guys have watched. Like, just come talk to
tell us.
Come
about,
hang out with us.
You know, tell us about your... Tell us about that girl with the gimp leg at your fucking job that you have a crush on.
Yeah.
Tell us. Or the fucking, you know, the one-eyed girl at 7-Eleven.
Are you speaking from experience?
I don't know, Will, am I?
Maybe.
Do I have a thing for gimp legs? Is that what you're saying?
I might.
Oh. Is that because... Never mind, I'm not going to go there. There's been enough rape on this podcast.
Yeah, well, yeah. Let's not delve too much into that.
Adamson already hit the fucking quota.
Let's not delve too much into that subject because it's dark. And let's just not go there. Al Adamson already did for us, so it's okay.
Yeah, he showed the horror.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
The sure. horror.
The horror.
Of Pepe.
It should have been the horror. But no. It was not.
No, he wanted... I don't know, dude.
I don't know what he wanted. I really don't.
You know what, though?
Where did that scene go?
Whatever Al Adamson wanted is fine with me.
Yes.
Because if Al Adamson liked it, then what choice do we have?
We don't have a choice. We're going to watch pretty much all his movies.
We have to like it.
But yes, so go to our YouTube channel. Go subscribe. Hit that bell so you know when we go live. Like, we will be going live... Somewhere around 12. It's never at 12.
Look,
because
it's fucking Sunday. What are you doing with your life?
You got nothing going on.
You're not going to church.
If you're listening to this podcast, you definitely
what, ain't going you gonna, to church. What, are you going to masturbate? You know what? You can do that and listen to the live stream.
Multitask, people.
It's a challenge.
Multitask.
Yeah.
We'll be talking the
what,
whole time.
What, are you
time.
A fucking savage? You well, can't multitask?
Yeah, exactly.
Look, bro, it's 2019. You can do anything.
And, I mean, come on. We'll be on there for 6 hours.
Yeah. We're
got
on there.
6 hours to come and just, like, comment. What are you doing with your life? What are you doing?
Why don't you join us and waste your time with us?
All we ask is a little bit of your time. Maybe
just
not the
6 hours.
Not the full 6 hours. They don't. Let's not get crazy here.
Well, it's just 6 hours a month.
Yes.
This isn't, like, that's all I ask.
We do this for you. Yeah. We do this for you people.
Yeah, like, I don't do this for myself. Are you fucking kidding me?
I don't want to play these games. I definitely don't want to watch some of these movies.
I do. I want to watch all of them.
Really? You'd watch Curse of the Headless Horseman again?
Not again, but once.
Just... Well, now we have conversation starters. You know, we have a ton of movies, the shitty movies that under our belt.
Well, this is like half of my fucking, my activity. My viewing activity, half of it, is this shit.
This isn't half, bro. This is like 80% of like, what I watch now.
I don't even have like a normal frame of reference anymore.
I don't either.
I just know
like,
this.
People ask me about new movies and I'm like, I don't fucking know, but I watched this terrible movie the other day.
Will, I'm sorry, but I would say this. Anyone asks you watch any good movies lately, you can proudly tell them. You watch Black Heat.
And they'll be like, what the
What's
fuck is
Black
that?
Heat? They're like, oh, honey.
Go on YouTube and search it. That's
Black
where I watched
Heat,
it, by the way.
Black Heat 1976.
Black Heat 1976. It's a little hard to find, but you can find it on there.
It is on there. It's for.
The fifth or sixth tab down.
There's a thumbnail of a very. It looks like a bunch of rocks.
Like a tiny
but I
car
assure
going
you,
off a cliff.
It is a car going off a cliff because it's Al Adamson.
Yes.
So watch
go,
it.
Go watch it and join us on Sunday, please.
Please.
Thank you guys. So much for listening, and thank you for supporting the podcast. And I will thank you for subscribing and hitting that bell if you actually fucking do it.
One of you did. I saw one of you
one.
Subscribe
we
to the...
We have another subscriber.
We have another new subscriber
I
on
hope,
YouTube.
I hope whoever you are, you hit the bell so you can talk to us on Sunday.
Or don't.
Or just don't hit the bell. You can just... You know when we're getting on.
You
so
know.
Just come on.
We've told you like a billion times. So unless you have Alzheimer's and you're a fucking old boomer... You should know.
Yes.
But if you don't, Sunday at 12, around noon, mountain time. Mountain time.
Be there.
Or be square.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. What are you, a square?
Maybe.
You a fucking square?
Maybe.
What are you, some kind of wise guy? You a square?
You want to see some boobies?
I would promise you that if you join the live stream, but
we don't have video and like it'd be.
I mean, unless there's
no
some,
one wants to see these boobies, okay?
Unless there's some accidental boobies in one of these games.
I mean, there could be,
but I can't promise you anything.
Come for potential accidental boobies. Maybe that should be our selling point.
Yeah, one day, at one point during one of our 6-hour live streams,
there may be boobies.
We don't plan, but there could be. Or ass. Ass men.
Something. I mean, you get a lot of ass if you're looking at it a different way. You know, like asses, and these games are pure ass.
Yeah, no one's going to say these games are pure tits.
No. But anyway, we all good?
No, but we should fuck off.
Okay. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, for They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
This has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all on Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Boobies.
Y'all want to see some boobies?
Will. And Sunday.
And Sunday.